If you're struggling with chronic congestion, sinus infections, or snoring, who evaluates you first matters. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your initial visit is with a board-certified ENT physician, not a shortcut and not a standardized script. Because real answers take real diagnostics and real experience. Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians offers the full spectrum of sinus and snoring care, from in-office treatments to advanced surgical options when needed. Personalized care, local physicians, long-term relief. Book your appointment now at OhioENTandAllergy.com.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedarin FM, Bumpurugu Clenham Radio Battle, Gaskia FM Techiman and Radio Wawa. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, two off-duty policemen shot and killed by a known gunman at East Trisako here in Accra. With details, as police says it is on a manhunt for the men who fled on a motorbike. Also, Attorney General defends its advice to Yoko, blaming the special prosecutor for failing to provide enough evidence to back a money laundering case filed against former sanitation minister Cecilia Dapa.
The special prosecutor was written to by Yoko in February, asking for further particulars relating to the investigation that he conducted. To date, the special prosecutor has not furnished Yoko with any findings.
In business.
More businesses set to move out of the country and cut down workforce as they struggle to deal with current economic challenges.
And later, the Greater Accra Regional Coordinating Council racing against time to salvage what's left of the Tema Sakonwano Ramsar site as the rainy season sets in.
You can only have ownership of a land when you have a title to it. As we speak now, I challenge all of them to produce one title as ownership of this land.
These are more with me, Mamisi Nyamche Thompson. Stay for details. This morning, two off-duty policemen have been shot and killed by a known gunman at East Trisako here in Accra. The incident happened Thursday evening. Police says it is on a manhunt for the men who fled on a motorbike. Maxwell Obagba of our security desk joins me with details. Maxwell, what do we know?
So details of the killing remain sketchy. Hopefully later we get to hear more about the circumstances surrounding the killing. But from a statement released by the Ghana Police Service, it said the two off-duty policemen were sitting in front of their private residence at Block Factory, East Trisako Crown, Thursday, 2nd May 2024, at about 6 p.m. Now, the gunman did not take anything from the victims and sped off on a motorbike. Police says an intelligence-led operation to get the suspects arrested is currently ongoing. Now, the Ghana Police there are a lot of concerns about, especially coming on the back of the killing of a soldier. Just 24 hours later, we had, you know, this incident, and a lot of people are expressing concern about that on social media.
Thank you, Maxwell Agbegba. Now, the Attorney General, Godfrey Abuadami, has defended his decision to advise the Economic and Organized Crime Office to discontinue a money laundering suit filed against former Sanitation Minister Cecilia Dapa. The AG, upon scrutiny of the case, said the OSP's refusal or referral to Yoko for investigations to be conducted into money laundering was without basis. Responding to criticism from anti-corruption campaigners who feel the case should not have been dropped, Godfrey Abuadami blamed the special prosecutor for failing to provide evidence to back the case.
To date, the special prosecutor has not furnished Yoko with any findings on the investigations. And I think it's also instructive again to remember, in the press release of the special prosecutor, he alluded to 7 months of extensive investigations by the OSP and a prior inquiry by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. The question the media ought to find out is whether indeed there has been a publication of any report by the special prosecutor on the alleged prior inquiry he conducted with the FBI.
Well, former President John Mahama has promised to reopen investigations into the scandal if he is re-elected president. But Attorney General Godfrey Yabodami says the posture of the former president shows he lacks understanding about the issue.
So the special prosecutor himself has come to conclusion that there's no wrongdoing, there's no evidence of corruption. And that is why I find the manner in which the former president has waded into the issue very much unhelpful to a discourse. And I'm not surprised at all. I think he's just clearly on this very, with all respect to him, very cheap and desperate effort at all. So indeed, if he identifies something, then he wastes into it, oh, I'll fix it.
But in a swift rebuttal, special aide to the former president, Joyce Bauer, says the OSP is clearly being frustrated in his efforts to fight corruption.
I think that is very rich coming from the Honourable Attorney General. And let me state without any fear of equivocation that this letter is actually scandalous, scandalizing. It literally offends in every way the fight against corruption. It speaks to the fact that Akufo-Addo, Bawumia, and the whole lot of them have absolutely no interest whatsoever in fighting corruption.
And he has special aid to the former president, Joyce Mukhtar. Now, calls have intensified for the arrest and prosecution of MP for Kwada, Sir Kingsley Nyako, who admitted to giving money to the Electoral Commission staff in the middle of an election duty. The two officers have since been withdrawn, but there has been no word on Mr. Nyako. Programs manager at the CDD, Paul Mensah-Brampa, believes action is required.
All the criminal investigation institutions, including Office of the Special Prosecutor, everybody to be interested in this case. I spoke to a friend who was contesting in the just-ended MPP primaries, and he said his campaign team projected an amount of 1 million Ghana cedis to support his campaign, and we need to take action. It will get to a point that, my brother Evans, you and I cannot contest any position in the country.
Well, also reacting to this is Adam Senano of the Citizens Movement and Alhaji Inosa Fuseni, former chairman of Parliament's Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee.
Doesn't the Electoral Commission already have those logistics in place? Doesn't he know that public officers discharging their duties should be left to be neutral and objective? This explanation does not hold water. He should have been picked up long ago, questioned, and evidence taken if he has influenced other people as well.
It's corrupting that public officer in the discharge of his duty. And in this particular case, if the police is minded to limit it to a public election, that would be contrary to Section 1, the new Section 1 of Section 256 of Act 1034.
However, Governor's Respect Professor Bafo Adjumanjia has dismissed calls for the prosecution of the Kwadaso MP, Professor Kingsley Nyako. He spoke to Raymond Akwa on that front.
So if I were that person, I would have been more circumspect in going public to release that envelope to the electoral officer. And in my own mind too, frankly, it's much ado about nothing, you see, because the response we are getting already tells you where it's going to go. Unless the Electoral Commission has direct rules against politicians and others giving land to people. Otherwise, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Away from that, the Greater Accra Coordinating Council is racing against time to salvage what's left of the Tema Sakamono Ramsa site. The site acts as a water basin holding thousands of gallons of water and a bridge against flooding. Despite warnings from the former regional minister, Henry Korte, for all construction works in the core zone to cease, it appears hundreds of new structures have sprung up directly in the waterway with the help of faceless individuals. The regional minister designate tore the area to avert an impending national disaster. Michael Ashali reports.
In 2022, Henry Korte, the former head of the Greater Accra Regional Security Council, vowed to restore the integrity of the heavily encroached Tema Sakumono Ramsa site.
But certainly I can say that some houses will go down to make way for a new core.
2 years later, the encroachment continues unabated, much to the surprise of the new head of the Security Council, Daniel Ni Kwate Titus Glover.
See right here. This is just not right. This is just not right. Look at that.
Ramsar sites also serve as holding bays for thousands of gallons of rainwater from the adjoining communities. But soon, it may not be able to play these functions.
There was one gentleman, the first gentleman, who categorically said all the houses in the area were sold by a gentleman called Lukman. Who is Lukman?
Do I know Lukman? Asking me, it is a very difficult question. How will I know who Lukman is? How will I know Mr. A or Mr. B? My duty is to make sure that I protect the Ramsar.
As of 2022, over half of the core zone of the Ramsar site had been occupied by illegal structures. The situation has worsened, but currently, there are no plans to remove any of these structures.
Regularization is essential because you've put money in there, and it would be very, very wicked on my part to break somebody's property. Do you understand? So what we need to do is that the ADD ended in court, but what is left, we need to protect it.
And that's Michael Ashale's report. Now, before we go, 21-year-old Sarah Precious Akoto is charted in uncharted waters as one of the rare women in Western Naval Command's diving wing. Her journey challenges stereotypes. Emmanuel Jivenu has more on the following report read to you.
Sarah Precious Akoto is one of only three women in the diving wing of the Western Naval Command. But her presence speaks volumes about breaking barriers and redefining norms.
The diving is not easy because my passion for it.
Sarah's journey into Navy diving was not without its challenges. The training pushed her to her limit, but Sarah's resolve carried her through.
The training is not easy, it's tough, but I train my mind to make it best. You need to comport yourself. What's coming up? You need to be calm, brave.
Underwater, divers face a myriad of challenges. Sarah remains calm and brave.
And that's how we end the bulletin this morning on Joy 99.7 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. I am Amir Sinyamiche Thompson. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.